The Global Assembly is a podcast that connects our family of schools in the Wellington College Education Network by inviting our community to pause, think, and reflect. Wellington College life is well known for being busy and exciting. We talk about the Wellington fizz, but with all that this brings, moments of calm and contemplation are deeply valuable. I'm AJ Stark-Aldish, the chaplain at Wellington College and Wellington College Prep in the UK, and I curate the Global Assembly. This episode features the Wellington College Deputy Head, responsible for compassion, belonging, and well-being. There is a growing field of research into the importance of this in education, with key studies in the concept of belonging starting to get traction in the early 1990s. Wellington College's commitment to intangible factors, such as those under NAMA's care, continues as we approach the 20-year anniversary of the Happiness and Wellbeing Curriculum. This is a nationally recognised and timetabled subject for students across the global family of schools, and it is the innovation and deep commitment to education in its widest sense that we remain committed to as we move beyond 21st century education thinking. In 2022, as Director of Equality, Diversity, Inclusion and Social Responsibility, and in 2025 became the inaugural Chair of Compassion. With almost 30 years of teaching experience and over two decades in educational leadership, NAMA has held senior roles, including Deputy Principal at the British School of Bucharest and Director of Teaching and Learning at NAIS Hong Kong, where she also led on EDI for the China region. Her international experience and dual heritage underpin her commitment to fostering empathy, intercultural understanding, and innovative education. This podcast is focused on the Pioneering Women's Trail, a key project in the college as we celebrate the 50th year of co-education. We are immensely proud to be now represented in equal part by male and female students, and indeed in staff. The trail represents the achievements of many women associated with the college, as well as notable links to the pioneering women involved in some of our global family of schools.
Global Assembly. Hello, I hope everyone is well. I am so delighted to be talking to you today from Wellington College in the UK, as this year marks a significant milestone in our college's remarkable history. It is now 50 years since the arrival of its first girls, and 2025 is also the year where we are truly balanced as a co-educational school. To celebrate, the college has planned several activities across this year. These will champion and celebrate the power of co-education, but I'm going to talk to you about one of our special projects, which has been the creation of the Pioneering Women's Trail, a journey through time and across our campus that tells the stories of the women who have helped shape Wellington's past, present, and future. The trail exists both physically with markers around digitally, allowing it to grow, evolve, and become even more inclusive over time. It's a living record, open to new voices and new stories as Wellington's community continues to change and thrive. As it's digital, you can also visit the trail by clicking on the Wellington College website and navigating to the College Life section. If you visit Section 9, you may also learn more about some familiar faces from our international schools, as our visionary leaders are celebrated here. At its heart, the Pioneering Women's Trail is about representation, about making sure Wellington celebrates everyone who has contributed to its story. Since its founding over 170 years ago, and for much of its history as a boys' boarding school, Wellington quite naturally celebrated the achievements of men. But this project adds a new perspective, one that honours women's contributions without replacing or diminishing what came before. Each woman featured on the trail has written about the importance of recognition and celebration. Successful actress and OW Ellie Bamba said, "Celebrating women's achievements is vital. It not only gives long overdue recognition, but also inspires future generations, challenges stereotypes, promotes equality and highlights the value of diverse voices in shaping a better, more inclusive world. Another said, like the college truly recognising what we all bring. If you visit the college in Crowthorne, the trail begins outside Apsley House, which was once home to the very first girls, and winds through the heart of the college, each stop telling a new story. First girls, sporting greats, hidden figures, change makers, trailblazers, and many more. It all started in 1975 when just 9 girls joined a school of more than 700 boys. They were true pioneers, learning, laughing, and sometimes struggling to find their place. One remembered walking into the dining hall and every head turning to stare. Another said she learned resilience fast because there was nowhere to hide. Some of our current sixth form students had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing some of those first girls and were amazed at their stories. We heard how it was to be just 9 when there were so many boys all around, and girls were a rare sight at Wellington College for both staff and students. If you want to hear more about those stories, please do visit the trail. But Wellington's pioneering women extend far beyond those early years, such as Pauline Williams, who worked at the college for over 50 years, shaped generations through quiet strength, care and humour, a reminder that leadership often takes the form of kindness. And Professor Margot Gosney, one of Wellington's own, has become a leading figure in geriatric medicine, dedicating her career to improving the health and dignity of older people. She was a very special pioneer because she was the only girl in the entire upper sixth for her year. As she was so determined to study medicine, she decided to take on that task of becoming the only girl in the upper sixth and successfully completed her A-level in order to go on to medical school. We also have Dr. Katie Granville Chapman, who's one of our current deputy heads and a co-founder of Global Social Leaders, a movement now active in more than 100 countries. Her work continues Wellington's legacy of service, leadership, and learning that makes a difference far beyond our school gates. If you visit the trail, you'll find it ends in the quad, right in the heart of college and opposite the common room, which was once a place where women could only enter by invitation. Now, as you stand, you can see a portrait of Pauline Williams through the gap in the dining room door, the first woman to be hung as a portrait on the walls of our dining room. So the Pioneering Women's Trail isn't just a walk through history. It's a celebration of courage, inclusion, and progress. It invites us all to reflect on how much stronger our community becomes when every story and every person is seen, heard, and celebrated. I hope that you've enjoyed hearing about this project and take the chance to visit online. Do leave us a comment via our digital visitors book. We would love to hear from you.